Shalom Aleichem, everyone. As we prepare for Shabbos Parshas Metzora, almost forgotten in our preparation for the coming Zman Chayraseinu, for the Yom Tov of Pesach, which is almost upon us. But let's not ignore Parshas Metzora, and let's start with the word on Parshas Metzora. The Parsha begins by telling us, Zeis Toras HaMetzora, Yom Taharasai. Ramesha quoted in the Kol Ram on Pesach, Maimer Yud, makes the following amazing observation. It says, the word Mitzayra does not appear in the whole Parsha Sazria. In Sazria, when it talks about the Negatzaras, it never refers to the person who has the Negatzaras as a Mitzayra. The word Mitzayra appears for the first time here, Biyom Taharasai, when he's already at the end of the Mitzayra process and coming to become Tahar. Halei Davarhu. How could it be that in all the halachas of the Mitzayra, he has to come to the Kayin, he has to stay locked up, he has to be checked again. The whole time it never refers to him by his name, Mitzayra. And over here, in the beginning of the parasha, it refers to him as a Mitzayra. Ramesha quotes the Vayikra Rabbah. The Medrash Rabbah says, the word Mitzayra comes from Mitzi Ra. That if a person has Saras, he should know it comes from some misbehavior, some Ra, something he did wrong, it comes to Lashon Hara, or a certain other Rabbeinu. Dr. Maisha, incredible statement. He says, the derech of getting someone to do tshuva, of motivating someone to do tshuva, does not come from putting him down, does not come from embarrassing him or calling him names or calling him out in front of other people. This, which we usually call the old school of discipline, which is the tough knocking someone, Dr. Meisha quote, lo yu'inu shenase bal tshuva mizeh. We don't find that people do tshuva because they humiliate in front of their friends. Maybe at the moment they'll change what they do. If a parent raises his voice and hollers, well, the child wants the hollering to stop. So he'll stop, just like if he's in a thunderstorm, he'll put up an umbrella. He's not going to walk around with an umbrella the rest of his life because he's in a thunderstorm. He just wants to stop the rain from hitting him on the head. The same thing when a person's hitting him on the head, he'll do something different to prevent that from happening. He says, it doesn't work that way. When someone is struggling, you have to tell him, you have to talk to him, you have to tell him the halacha, you have to tell him what the right thing is to do. You can be critical of his actions, but you don't call him names, you don't humiliate him. It does not work. Hopefully, when the time comes, and he's beyond Taharasai. He's already gotten past the things he's done wrong and the consequences of what he's done wrong. Then, when it comes the day that he's already going to be Tahar, the Mitzar is already going to mix with all his friends and go back to being a regular firm Yid without the consequences of his action. At that point, we call him a Mitzayra. We point out to him. Moshe says, "Ache Yisrabe, imas kira lechatov." We tell him what to do. We tell him what's the right thing to do. But we don't call him names. We don't knock him. Zaytaris haMitzayra b'yem Taharasai. He's coming b'yem Taharasai. He feels good. He's overcome his difficulty. He's overcome his problem. B'yem Taharasai. Ah, that's the day to be able to say, you know, you call them a tzaira. What you did previously is wrong. It comes from a bad source. It's an old rule that Rav Palm said that you don't label the person. You talk to him about his actions, but you don't give him a label. Later on, when he overcomes it, you tell him, wow, look at what you overcame. Yeah, that's a good thing. It's a wonderful thing. But not earlier. What an observation. From the fact that the Yom Taharasai is the word Mitzayra is not mentioned until the beginning of this parasha. Well, once we're talking about lenient with someone who does averus, let me tell you a vart, a thought for someone, a tough thought. It's a thought that says, regarding the Haggadah, afata hake yeshinah. It talks about the Mitzvah, and it says, a certain time of hake yeshinah, blunt his teeth. The story is told about somebody, a Rasha, a Maskil, who said to his Rebbe, he said, Rebbe, I'm a firm fellow. You know why I shave? I don't want to be different than the way God created me. God created me without hair on my face. God created me that way. So don't you think we should stay that way? That's the way to be. If that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, he didn't create us with hair, with hair, facial hair. So Dr. Rebbe to him, now I understand Afata Hake Yeshinah. Somebody who comes with complaints like you, who comes with chachvis like you, we tell him, okay, wonderful. Well, when you were born, you didn't have teeth. You got to pull out all your teeth. When you were born, you didn't have teeth. Avata hake yeshina. What a vertel. What a vertel. I'd like to share with you a musr that I heard in the form of a story. Of a story, an incident between two great Hasidic rabbanim, and the tremendous insight, the musr in it, can be easily lost. The Rishna made a shidduch with the Beis Aharon, with the Solana, with the Karolina. They made a shidduch, and the children got married. At Sheva Brachas, the Chassidim of Rishon davened together with the Chassidim of Solana. Now, as you may know, the Solana Chassidim davened very loud. They jumped. They were all over the place. When you look at the Goyim's objection to Chassidus, the Chassidim jump somersaults when they're davening. You don't know what does he mean? It doesn't exist anymore. It doesn't exist anymore, but it once existed. And you can see it a little bit in Stalin. Stalin is still that way, especially in Eretz Yisrael. So the Rishna was davening in his manner, and his Hasidim were there, and the Stalin and Hasidim were doing it their way. If the davening was over, somebody asked the Rishna, what do you say about the Stalin and davening? He said to them in Yiddish, as mehalt by them is doch good. If somebody's holding by that, he's davening and he's so moved that he jumps and he screams, is doch good, it's wonderful. Meaning to say, look, we're not holding there. So the Beis Aharon answered him, he said, no. He disagreed. He said, is mehalt by them, nafbin them nisht. If somebody's holding by that, not important for him to scream or jump. As mehalt nisht by them, nafbin them. If you're not there yet, if you're not holding there yet, you're not really at the point where you feel so strongly about your davening, daven them, then you got to do it. Then you got to jump into it. That was his line. Now, it's not our Messiah to daven in that type of way, but the underlying theme of the words of the Beis Aharon are very important. It's an idea that very often people think to be mehadar mitzvahs, to do things in a better way, chalmish by them. We're not holding there. We're not there. A person has to be willing to jump in. The chinuch says in a number of places, adam nifal kefi pu'ulaysav. A person's influenced by what he does. It's not that you feel it and then do it. It's that you do it and then you feel it. Now, of course, when you say you do it, it means you have a cheshek for it, you have a desire to be a better person. You're not holding there yet. So jump in. Do the mitzvahs in the mohadidical way. Do the things. You're not on that madrega. Say, I'm not on the madrega. I'm not holding you. What do you mean you're not holding there? Just jump in and do it. There's a literature version of this. And I think the Miller said that when he was in Slabotka, they had a vad, a musavad, and every month they worked on a midah. And he was part of his vad. A vad is a group of boys who joined together. He said he was a little boy. He didn't speak up. He let the alte musenix, as he put it, speak up. So they were talking about working on the midah of emes. He said there was one alte musenix. He said, emes, everyone works on emes. Let's work with the midah of sheker, with the midah of falsehood. Falsehood, how do you work with the midah of falsehood? So this month we're going to work on the Midah of Sheker. We're going to lie. We're going to say we're on the Madrega where we do things L'Shem Shamayim. We're on the Madrega where we daven along davening. It's not going to be true. We're not holding there. We'll just say it. We'll say it enough until we get there. We'll put food in our mouths. We'll say, Hareini Eichel L'Shem Shamayim. I'm eating L'Shem Shamayim. It's not true. It's Sheker. But do it. Do it a bunch of times. Eventually, it'll rub off. You'll get there to where you are eating L'Shem Shamayim. Tell people, I never miss minyan. Whatever it takes, late at night, I'm in pajamas, I get dressed, I don't miss minyan. Tell it to people. Sheker, maybe not true. But tell it to enough people, and soon you'll be doing it. Soon you'll be doing it. Tell people, I never miss a day without any learning. Never, no matter how busy I am, tax season, whatever it might be, I never miss a day. Tell it to a lot of people. Eventually, you'll get the Azma Halmish by them. Daphne them. This is an akuda of a person trying to raise his level, raise his madrega. Very appropriate for the Yom Tov of Pesach, the season of a renewal, of a spring renewal, a sense of renewal in the Bria, a sense of renewal in people. On the first day of Pesach, we're going to jump into saying Tau. Tau is that bracha which is hidden, the quiet hidden bracha. The quiet, if you notice it, you can praise Hashem for it. If you don't notice it, you can miss it. But that's Pesach. Pesach is the quiet, hidden brachas of life that we try to acquire. And if you'll jump into it, if you'll see it, you'll be good. I'm out mishpadem. What a lesson. And so, we get ready for the Yom Tov of Pesach. If you want to do some wonderful tzedakah, and Hakaras HaTov as well. Now, most people say, if you want to do wonderful tzedakah, and the sentence usually ends, give me money. That's the way it always says. You want to do a great thing? Give me money. No, I'm not asking for money from me. If you want to do a wonderful chesed, a wonderful tzedakah, give money to the Rebbeim and the Moros of your children. Rebbeim, the Moros, they get paid such a minimal wage. They get paid wages. How can a person make Pesach on a wage where they get $5,000 or $6,000, or if they're lucky, maybe $7,000 a month in a good yeshiva? How are you supposed to make Pesach? And it's nice, especially if they have children and grandchildren coming for Shabbos. It could cost $7,000 just to have the food for the 8 days of Yom Tov. Just the matzah itself could run easily. Could run into close to $1,000 for a large family with children and grandchildren coming. Rabbi say, don't ignore the rebbeim. Don't ignore those moros, those are a chinuch. Help them out. Be makir tov, especially. You have a particular rebbe who went out of his way for your child. You want to show him hakaras hatov. You show him hakaras hatov. You send him $18 for Hanukkah. What's he going to do with $18 for Hanukkah? He'll pay for the little papers and stamps that he used to give the boys rewards all year. Do something meaningful. It's a double. The main tzedakah, the main places mice and money should go, Arazaka Satira and helping Aniyim. As I state Nitziv, Nitziv says Meiser, there are two Meiser, Meiser Aniyim, poor people, and Meiser Sheni, which is Arazaka Satira. The Iker Meiser money should go. If there are the Chasadim, it's good to give to other Chasadim. But the main thing is Arazaka Satira and helping Aniyim. Here you could do both in one shot. You help Aniyim, you help Malamdim, Nagzik Taira. We should be Zaycha to be able to do the right things with our investment money, meaning our Maisa money that we give tzedakah, give it to the most meaningful places. And as Pesach comes, Hashem should help us all. We should have a true Zman Cheres, Seinu, as man of Cheres. For all of Kal Yisrael, ay, 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 for all of Kal Yisrael, we need Yeshuas. Kiinu la'ag v'keles b'gayim. The Gayim rear their ugly heads of hatred towards us. And with that, we have to mechazik and an whip achiza with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. May it be a wonderful Zman Cheiraseinu. It's a wonderful Yom Tov coming up. Join you again after Yom Tov on Thursday, Be'ezras Hashem. Good Shabbos, good Yom Tov to all.